The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So I'm issuing another executive order under this state of emergency, and it is this: to reinforce this point and to allow us to take official action. There is a state statute, and it reads and allows this, and I want to make everyone aware now. I'm hereby authorizing, ordering, and directing any and all law enforcement officers of the state or any political subdivision thereof, in accordance with the South Carolina Code of Laws and other applicable law, to prohibit or disperse any congregation or gathering of people, unless authorized in their homes, in groups of three or more, if the law enforcement officials determine in their discretion that such gathering or congregation in people poses or could pose a threat to public health.
Governor Henry McMaster yesterday issuing an executive order authorizing local law enforcement officers to prohibit or disperse any gathering of three or more. Joining on the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis. Good morning and welcome in. Hey, this is the first time that I've called you sheriff. How are you, sir?
It is. I'm doing good, and proud to be on this morning.
Well, glad to have you, and congratulations. I guess you're filing to run again now, right?
We have. We will run again in the June primary, and then move forward to the November election. So.
Yeah. Well, let me just go on the record here and say I hope there is no June primary.
Let me go on the record and tell you that I hope there isn't either. I want to focus on work and what we're doing. So that would be tough to be in that situation. But we got about another week and a few days to see if someone files.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well. I'm hopeful that no one files for the primary nor for November. Let's just go into November, get you elected for a 4-year term, because there's too many important things going on right now. Than to be worried about that. All right, so you heard Governor McMaster. Tell me what you're telling your deputies in reference to this executive order.
Well, I think if you look at the press conference and you read his statement, a lot of that was geared toward, spring break's coming up, people are out of school, families are at home. A lot of it was geared toward beaches, parks, recreational areas.
Right.
That multiple people were kind of going to. So I think it's a voluntary compliance issue where he's asking people to please not congregate in large numbers. We're certainly not going to ride through neighborhoods and get on the PA and start telling people to disperse, and go back into their homes. Again, everybody's trying to limit the amount of exposure anyone gets to this virus. Let's get past it, get businesses back open, get back to our normal way of life as we know it, by limiting that contact and hopefully the spread of this virus. As far as our men and women working here, we've already, they have their personal protective equipment's been issued. We've all had classes on it, right at 2 weeks ago, to make sure they know how this disease is transmitted and what to look for. Make sure, you try to maintain that 6 or 8 foot gap between you and the public.
Sure.
When you can. But unfortunately, there are times where you do have to make contact with people and you do have to kind of go, go hands on and
sure.
put cuffs on them and put them in your car. So disinfecting the cars after somebody's transported in them. We got them the N95 mask that they need, to keep from hopefully catching the virus if they do have somebody in their car. So we have all those things in place. We're trying to limit contact in the lobby inside the building for our civilian employees and do a lot of that over the phone. And that's worked out really well. And people have adjusted well. And you have people who have to stay home, you know, whether they're watching their children or they're watching someone who's sick or they have a parent that lives with them that they think obviously may possibly have the virus. You don't want that person to come into work in an office with 10 or 15 other people in that confined space. So every day you're just trying to keep your eye on that and be very cognizant and aware of someone bringing that into the workspace and continuing for it to spread. So it's a tough time. It's very, very, very difficult time to be sworn in and walk in and start to adjust and make some changes with a national crisis.
Right. with me today, Sheriff Hobart Lewis. I appreciate what you guys do. And it is. I mean, you guys, you have a tough job every day anyway, and then you add this another layer to it where your deputies have to be concerned about who they touch and possibly contracting the virus. That's tough. But thank you, sir, for keeping our community safe, and appreciate you checking in. You guys just be safe out there today.
Yes, sir, we will. Thank you so much, Joey. Appreciate what you do.